Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jesse, welcome. Thanks for coming on today.
Anytime, Dom. How you doing?
Great. Before we get to the Eagles, which is how we saw you last week, I just wanted to let listeners have a sense. And boy, you really did a spectacular job with the Memphis Cops. The video, the horrific video breaking on your show. I know, like I am, you are very pro-cop, but what you saw, you went directly forward with that. Were you having someone take a look at the film a little bit in advance so there wasn't anything shown that was out of line? Because CNN was just rolling the film out there with no commentary.
No, we had the producers turning around the sound as the Memphis Police Department was releasing it bit by bit. So all that live reaction was authentic reaction on the air, and we were just reacting to it. Dom, I watch Cops. I watch Live PD. I love those shows. So I'm very familiar with police conduct protocols. And if you watch Front Time, we show a lot of body cam footage. So, you know, immediately you kind of got a sense that it wasn't right. But there's still some suspicion out there that we're not getting the full story because we haven't seen exactly what led up to this guy being pulled over. They've changed their stories a few times. We haven't seen the reckless driving. I'm not suggesting anything, but, you know, just release the video in full so we can know maybe why, if there was a reason this guy was pulled over and treated like that.
But I know it's very hard when you're pro-cop and you realize what they go through to that point or what happened before to just go with where the tape does. And I was watching it very closely and thinking, if I just saw that in real time, what would I be saying? And I think it was right on the mark. And the people you had on were talking about sloppy police work, I think, in addition to the horror of it, meaning it's hard to handcuff a person, Jesse, as a couple of those detectives said. But they said if we were in the South Bronx, we'd figure out a way to handcuff someone, you know?
Yeah, they're saying, you know, they don't allow knees to the back
right,
or chokeholds, you know, any way to kind of put pressure on the guy to get his arms behind the back. I feel like five guys that size could pull that guy's wrist back and get him cuffed pretty quickly.
Now, let's talk about Jesse Waters coming to the Eagles. First of all, I've been defending you here. I got the same criticize. We did a thing with listeners, and I didn't wear green to an Eagles game, and as if I murdered somebody.
You wore a black turtleneck to that
Eagles
right,
game, my Tom. Steve Jobs thing, yes.
I'm one of the haters. Producer Dan here, Jesse. And I know you're a Philly guy. There's no doubting it. Joe DeCamera often talks about you on WIP.
Oh,
I think you guys went to high school together. You're a Philly guy. There's no doubting it. But, man, you go to an Eagles game, and you're not wearing Eagles green, midnight green? Come on, man. What's going on there?
Hey, you guys want to hear my excuses?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Go ahead. Yeah.
I got a lot of them. All right. First excuse. I don't like messing up my hair.
Oh, that's it. I'm in complete compliance with that. You have one of the greatest heads of hairs in TV history.
So it's got to be like 10 below for me to wear a hat. Because once that hat comes off at dinner afterwards, I put my finger in a socket. Number two, I was staying at a place, I'm not going to say where they have a strict dress code. And I couldn't be rolling in and out of this place in the afternoon, in and out, wearing a jersey. Not that kind of establishment. That's my second excuse.
Hold on. What kind of establishment in Philadelphia does not
well,
accept
come on.
A jersey?
I think I know which place. Come yeah, on yeah, now, Dan. Yeah. Okay. I like the hair. The hair, Your Honor. Objections overruled.
I'm with him on the hair, too. I mean, once you got the hair going.
The hair going. Yeah. It's fabulous. Now, how were you treated at the Eagles game? People obviously recognized you. And I can't, you know, the Eagles base, Jesse, I think, I listen to WIP a lot. I'm friendly with the guys there and listen to the callers. A lot of them are kind of moderate Democrats because everybody in town, of course, is a Democrat. So how were you treated?
I was treated like a god. I was treated really well at the tailgate. I was treated great in the stands. And, you know, everybody loved me. At first, they thought I was David Schwimmer. But then...
Ross, hey, Ross.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Ross, let me get a photo. But no, that was treated really well. It was great.
Are they your main Philadelphia sports team, the Eagles?
Yeah, no, I'm Eagles first, Sixers second. You know, I was a lacrosse guy, so, you know, Philly's probably third. You know, I didn't watch a lot of hockey, but, you know, love the Flyers. If, you know, I don't watch a lot of hockey, but obviously that's the order, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I didn't know lacrosse. What was the high school again?
I went to Penn Charter.
Oh, okay. That explains the lacrosse thing. Wow, that's an intense game. So this guy that you send out into the field, Jesse Waters with us, Johnny Bellisario. Nobody's Jesse Waters in the field. I always envied that. It was like a secret weapon for the O'Reilly show. And then on your own, when you did your own stuff in the field, it was even better. But this guy's coming along. He's got the hats, and he cocks him to the side and that kind of stuff.
Well, he's in training, and I think he's doing a pretty good job. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, he's got to work on that cyber glance at the dumb blonde comments and the eyebrows doing a subtle thing here. I don't know if anybody else can do that.
I grew into that, and he's green, but I think he's coming along really well, and I'm just glad I don't have to be out there at 30-degree weather at Penn Station in Manhattan talking to homeless people.
Yeah, Jesse, when you were out on the street doing that, was there ever a time that you were faced with violence or a threat that you were uncomfortable situation?
I think an old lady almost threw a punch at me once.
Now
I stayed out of trouble.
Moving forward on Jesse Waters primetime, 7 o'clock tonight, Hunter Biden, I didn't see if you talked about that last night, aggressively now threatening to sue everybody. He says the laptop was his data. You made mention, too, something subtle last night, and I guess you'll be following up on, that the FBI, Jesse, from the one Biden house, didn't find classified documents, but they took correspondence, to-do list, stuff like that. Joe Biden's pretty clumsy. There could be something interesting there.
Yeah, I noticed that if this is about classified documents and they're taking classified documents, and if they don't find classified documents, why are they taking handwritten notes, to-do lists, photos? So they've taken other types of correspondence, notes, personal notes, handwritten notes from the president's beach house and the president's house in Wilmington. That tells me there's something more going on here than just, oh, someone packed the wrong box and it wound up here. Let me get this back to the archives. Mm-hmm. That tells me there's a different case that they're following. And I think we all know what that case is. And it involves Hunter. It involves the big guy. It involves a lot of money. And the FBI can either shut it down or they can knock the guy out of the White House. They have that kind of power. We've seen them use it before.
Well, if they do, I haven't seen you talk about it, but other shows on Fox a lot. What's the speculation? Who are they tagging in? I'm in the camp that thinks Michelle Obama will never run for president because she's never been challenged for anything, and she would experience some degree of challenging, at least in a general election. So if they're trying to get rid of Biden, who is it they're trying to place in there?
I'm not sure they're trying to get rid of him yet. They're trying to work blackmail up on him. They know what Joe's been up to. They know what Hunter's been up to. These guys were pretty blatant running around the entire world. The FBI has them on phone taps with Chinese spies. It's the FBI's job to know what Hunter and the big guy were up to, and they have a mountain of evidence to show what they were involved with. he was useful to get Trump out of the office. They didn't want Trump in the office. They were at war with Trump. And now they have Joe in. Let's just say they're hanging this over Joe's head.
Okay.
I don't know what they want from Joe. I don't know who they want. I know they like having a puppet. But if Joe's not useful anymore, maybe Joe has not made himself as useful as he used to be. Maybe everybody knows Joe's on his last legs. Maybe they know that the House Republicans are about an inch away from figuring this whole thing out, what the family's been up to. And so they might just take him out before that happens. And they just might be covering their own tracks, the FBI and the CIA. You never know what's going on behind the scenes. They have a weak bench. You know how weak it is.
Oh,
they don't
absolutely.
Even want Kamala in there. They're trying to cut Kamala down. And then you have the great white hope, Gavin Newsom in California, waiting in the wings.
Now, there's hair. Yeah, I think I've seen it up close. That's great
yeah,
hair.
So
yes.
He wouldn't wear a hat to a game, even if it was 10 below.
Hey, parting question. My wife is kind of apolitical, even though what I do and all that, I don't know, in your family. Well, I forgot to ask. It's on my list here. Your mom. Haven't seen her as much prime time, but in the beginning of prime time, we heard a lot about her. How's your mom liking prime time?
Liking it. She gets annoyed sometimes. I still get the texts. We don't put them on as much. You know, when Trump was in there, it was, you know, it was a slew of missives every night. But, you know, she's cooled off. And I think she's just been a little more supportive. Not fully, a little.
Well, the five is for my wife. She can't miss it. And she's apolitical, even though what I do all these years, et cetera, but she just loves the interaction on the five. Is it surprising, though, the numbers of people that watch that at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? It's hard to believe. It's amazing.
Yeah, I was always working at 5 o'clock. I don't know what other people are doing. I'm not against it. If you're home, especially in California, it's 2 o'clock. It's crazy. It's just a different show. You got five people. They're all kind of renegades, especially when you have Geraldo there. You know, you added Judge Jeanine. She's a total renegade. Gutfeld has no filter. And Dana classes things up a little bit. And then you rotate Harold Ford and Tarlov. And so it's unpredictable.
It definitely
looking
is.
For authenticity and unpredictability these days. And it's kind of like reality TV. And that's hot right now.
Anything to tease on tonight's 7 o'clock primetime with Jesse Waters?
Well, Omar just got bounced from House Foreign Affairs, and the squad's crying on the House floor right now, weeping. I've never seen them shed a tear for all the constituents that have been shot dead in their district. But if a squad member loses a seat on Foreign Affairs, life's over.
Absolutely.
So we'll have that tonight.
Hey, I'm thrilled with the success. So are you going to the Super Bowl, or that's too much to go to Arizona? You made your appearance here, and that's enough.
I think I made my appearance in the championship. Yeah, you're going cross country. The time differential. I'm an old man now, Dom. It's rough for me. You should. I still haven't recovered from this game on Sunday. I'm still not the same. I'm not in. It takes me a while. So going to Arizona and back.
But
especially if we win, I'm going to need a week off.
The hair, I never wear a hat. The hair is everything. Don't let anybody ever put that hat on the Jesse Waters hair.
Jesse,
it wouldn't
feel
be
free
the
not
same.
To answer this question, but what do you do to get your hair like that? Is it Brill Cream that you're using? We had them on a side question this week.
You want me to really answer this question?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. First, I take a hair dryer. Now, this is new. I didn't discover the hair dryer until a couple of years ago. I do the hair dryer, and then I take this paste. This like pasty stuff, and I kind of slick it on the side, and then I take a spray, and then I spray it. So hair dryer, paste, spray.
Wow.
Okay.
And how long? How long does it take?
Take long. But then after that, it's like a helmet. I can go out on the link and run into people with it.
Good stuff. Thank you for that. That's the best tip of the day. Hey, Jesse, thank you. Continued success. And thanks for always putting Philadelphia first.
Go Eagles.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.